Lesotho's Kabele Matlosa is former director of the AU's Department of Political Affairs. He says state legitimacy is declining in Africa, mostly because of poor governance. Matlosa points out that the wars between African countries that characterized the Cold War period are threatening to make a comeback. As examples, he cites the resumption of conflict between Morocco and Western Sahara, which has also ignited hostilities between Morocco and Algeria.
We are aware also of the tension that is mounting between Egypt and Sudan on the one hand and Ethiopia on the other, a link to the great Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. We shouldn't forget the border disputes between Malawi and Tanzania.
Matlosa says Africa cannot claim democratic gains while electoral violence still takes many lives and displaces millions of people.
The crisis that Zimbabwe is facing today as we speak is by and large a result of spasms of electoral violence.
The veteran international election observer and political advisor says it's obvious that after a period of optimism, Africans are once again losing faith in elections, as shown by low voter turnout and loss of trust in political parties and election management bodies. Then, adds Matlosa, many ruling parties continue to mismanage Africa's rich diversity in terms of ethnicity, religion, race, gender, class, and other factors.
This, under normal circumstances, should not be a problem. It should actually be a wealth. But oftentimes, these diversity fault lines are instrumentalized. You have a situation of political elite using these fault lines for partisan political ends. Ethnicity is politicized and politics is ethnicized.
Matlosa also questions why, after so many years, most African economies remain essentially what he calls colonial constructs. Overwhelmingly, he says, Africa's wealth doesn't belong to its people, but to elites. As a result, says Matlosa, democracy on the continent is still marked by poverty, hunger, inequality, unemployment, illiteracy, and poor health services.
This is the irony, because the continent itself, as we know, is the richest on earth, but yet home to the poorest of the poor. This condition does not only generate disenchantment, fitting into protests, but also it's the breeding ground for mobilization by terrorist groups.
He says examples abound: Congo, Mozambique, Nigeria, Tanzania, and across North Africa. Matlosa believes the COVID-19 pandemic has poisoned relationships between citizens and governments by spotlighting poor service delivery. In many instances, he says, governments have used the pandemic to crack down on opponents, abuse executive power, and weaken legislatures and judiciaries.
We have seen human rights abuses, sexual and gender-based violence intensify, shrinking space for civil society and the media. All this have had a negative impact on governance. And the pandemic has worsened socioeconomic deprivation of ordinary citizens. And it has also accentuated corruption. In Kenya, they talk of COVID billionaires. In South Africa, they talk of COVID-preneurs.
By and large, says Matlosa, COVID-19 has exposed the failure of governments to develop their countries and people. He's convinced that should this continue, as well as all the political instability and conflicts, Africa won't come close to realizing the UN's Sustainable Development Goals, designed to improve governance and lives by 2030. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.